Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have an amazing guest. Please welcome Fairy Thing. Say hello.
Hello.
All right. So, Fairy Thing, please introduce yourself to the world.
Hello, my name is Fairy Thing. Well, my name is not Fairy Thing. My alias is Fairy Thing. My name is Alex. I use they, them pronouns, and I am a writer, musician, general artsy creature from what is colonially known as Surrey, BC, but I kind of hop around the Lower Mainland. I go wherever they won't stop me from going.
Yes, and as soon as you got to CJSF, you found a little article that you did. Is it Discord magazine?
It was Discorder, yeah. Yeah. I wrote an album review.
An album review, yes. Awesome. Okay, well, do you remember what the album review was?
It was Please Be Nice's album.
Mm.
Yeah, I forget what it's called. This was like back in November.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely release, though.
Yeah, awesome.
Yes. Check out Please Be Nice on Bandcamp. Check out a lot of people on Bandcamp, actually. I think Bandcamp Friday. Is Bandcamp Friday tomorrow?
Maybe, could be. Not sure.
I think so.
Yeah, and I think I also saw one of your works. I think it was a poetry thing that you did for the Lear.
Is
it?
The Liar?
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Liar. Yeah.
The Liar instrument. Magazine. I don't know why it's called after the instrument, but yeah, I did a poem for The Liar.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
SFU honestly has like a really lively poetry scene. Like there's The Liar, which is run by the World Literature Department.
Mm-hmm.
There's SFU Creative Writing Club, which I used to be an exec of.
What?
Yeah. And there's also SFU Slam Poetry, which is another really lovely group.
Nice. Yes. And are you involved with that?
I am sometimes.
Sometimes. All right. Got to hear you slam it sometimes. Okay. Okay. So tell me about your music. How would you describe the sound?
This is something I just had to do, actually. Because whenever you're trying to, like, put music on Spotify, they, like, interrogate you about it. They're like, give us, like, three genres that you are. And I'm like, I've never heard about most of these in my life. But,
right. Yeah,
what I've kind of settled on is I'm shimmery, omnichord, bedroom bit pop.
Ooh.
Just a bit of a word salad there. I can break down all of that.
I gotta eat that salad.
Yeah. Shimmer because it's shimmery. Omnichord because I use the omnichord. Bedroom because I'm very DIY and I take a lot of inspiration from bedroom pop, and bit pop because I take a lot of inspiration from like video games and
yes,
like post chiptune and chiptune-y like sensibilities.
Amazing. And I am wearing a Nintendo Mario Super Mario Brother t-shirt today. What are some of your favorite video games?
Oh gosh, like, I've always been a Nintendo person. Like
mm-hmm.
ever since I was like super young, the first video game I got really into was Pokemon Diamond.
Yep.
So yeah, Pokemon, it will always have a special place in my heart. And I also really like Animal Crossing. And besides that, I'm also pretty big on like rhythm games. I really like rhythm games.
Awesome. And
yeah,
we're gonna hear a little of your omnichord later on, but I want to play this song called Snow Melts. Tell me about Webpage 505.
Webpage 505 is a band that I'm in. It is a digital band because none of us have ever actually met in real life. I'm here. Three of them are in California And another one of them is in Ontario. Ooh. So, yeah, it's, I don't even remember how we came together. I think that, like, a lot of us just, like, met over the years in, like, digital spaces for, like, electronic musicians and stuff. And we just all kind of connected. We realized that we really enjoy working together. And, yeah, there's a lot of stuff in store with Webpage 505. I can't say exactly what or exactly when, but we are working on things. And, yeah, Snowmelt was our first wide release song. So, like, the first one that we put on, like, Spotify and stuff. So you can stream it wherever you want. And, yeah, there will be more because, yeah, I don't know. I really like working with them.
Right here on CJSF.
Sometimes dreaming, your heart in sync with me. Cause I feel so alone in this low, cold weather. And you fall to me. I refuse to cut this tether. And I know the spell can't last forever. But I want you like a body wants a sweater. Is a space when I see your face. Light the fireplace. I can't think straight. Can't articulate what I'm thinking about. I'm just so full of doubt.
Because you want me like a blanket. I'm blinking when I think about the two of us together. I think we could last forever. I'm charging as I'm chasing, trying to find a way to say that time with you is such a pleasure.
Did you like that little glitch at the end? Yeah. All right. So that was Snowmelt by Webpage 505. All right. So Fairy Thing, she has her cue card out. Hey. And yeah, tell everyone what is, sorry?
You sure?
Sorry. So they have their cue card out. There we go. Okay. Tell everyone, what is a cue card?
So the Q chord, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay, the Q chord is the latest currently released model of the Suzuki Omnichord. The Suzuki Omnichord is a digital, well, it's currently digital. This model is digital. Sorry, let me just start over. Mm. The Omnichord is a synthesizer that was created by a Japanese company called Suzuki in the 1980s, I believe, is when they started being called Omnichords. And the Q chord, it came out in about 2000, and it was a digital model. And yeah, it's currently the most recent release. There's a new Omnichord coming out later this year. It's like $800, so I'm not getting it. But like, yeah, the whole thing about the Q chord is that it's like very intuitive to play. It's essentially an electronic auto harp. So yeah, all I have to do is press a button corresponding to a chord. Like, let's just say I want to press like F sharp. And can you hear that?
Amazing.
And then I just strum. And unless you hit the buttons wrong, it is impossible to be out of key. So that's really nifty.
Oh, wonderful. And you're going to play a song for us.
Yes, I'll be playing Out of the Woods off the LP of the same name. Technically, it's an album. I just like calling it an LP because it's like a weird little anthology thing. And I don't want it to be my debut album. But yeah, this came out in 2022. And yeah, I cringe at a lot of that album, but album, LP, whatever. But this is a song that will always have a special place in my heart.
I close my eyes, we're reunited under the clearest sky. We dance, we dare, we do as we please. All of it comes with the sweet. Constellations, hands sweeping across the sky, weaving gleaming strings made of pure light. Out of the woods, the world is ours. With our stories and our scars, we'll make home in the stars. Out of the woods, the world is ours. With our stories and our scars, we'll make home in the sky.
Gosh, it's so magical. I see rainbows in here. Okay, so we want to tell people about your new song that's coming out, and we want everyone to pre-save, right? So yes. Where can they do this?
They can do that at the link in my bio on Instagram.com. I am at fairythingflies on Instagram.com. Yeah, I don't know if there's like a way to like look it up anywhere and get direct to the pre-save link because, I don't know, the internet is weird.
Right, yeah, that's okay. And then tell me about this, the new song.
This song, Orient Astronomies, is a song that I've kind of just like had and toyed with for like a year, pretty much. I wrote it on a whim because I was doing this exercise that was like, smash words together and write something based off that. And I came up with Orient Astronomies because it sounded pretty. And Orient basically means like golden or like gold on it, and astronomies is like space. And I don't know, when I was younger, I really wanted to be like an astronaut. Specifically, I wanted to be a doctor astronaut because, I don't know, I was 3 and I thought that was the coolest thing ever. And as I've grown older, obviously, I have not pursued that dream because, frankly,
I don't think that a lot of people can become doctors in space. And I kind of wrote this song about, you know, realizing like, oh, okay, I'm probably never going to the moon. And that kind of sucks. And like, I don't even know how much I would want to go to the moon, because I remember I had a whole space travel phase where I learned about like just how much space travel messes up your body. But it's more about the principle of like, okay, how many other dreams will I be unable to do because of who I am and the world I live in? Because like, I can't exactly spend like a zillion dollars to go to astronaut school, and I can't exactly spend a zillion dollars to go on whatever privatized space travel stuff that Jeff Bezos is doing. I remember he's going to space now because he has enough money to just do that, I guess, and so does Elon Musk. I don't know, you can consider this song anti-Bezos and Musk. You can consider any of my music anti-Bezos and Musk, but like, yeah, this is just kind of, I believe I called it at one point a bittersweet anti-capitalist lullaby for anyone who is disillusioned and all my fellow gifted burnouts. So, yeah.
Here we go. Like the do as well. Okay, so we're going to talk about Connor's show. He is the CJSF music director here, and you were on his show called Bitcoover.
Indeed, I was.
Yeah, how did that go?
That was really fun because, like I said, I have a lot of like chiptune and post-chiptune sensibilities. Even if what I make doesn't really like quote unquote count as chiptune, video game music has definitely like heavily inspired my process as a songwriter, composer, producer, whatever you want to call what I do.
No, and then we're gonna play Connor's little show promo here. So if you love video game music, check his show out.
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Yay, Connor! Yeah, love that show. All right, now we have the Wheel of Spiel here in the studios, and basically it's a big wheel with a few different topics, and we're going to spin it and then see what we have to talk about. Get that.
That ASMR. Click.
Pets! Do you have any pets?
I do. I have two little black cats. Their names are Onyx and Bandit. They are littermates, so they're both turning 10 this year, I think.
Oh, wow.
June. Yeah. Bandit is more my little sister's cat, and Onyx is very much my cat. She is this just absolutely sweet little angel. She's not very smart, but she's so soft and so pretty and very sweet and affectionate, so it's okay that she's not very smart. She just likes to hang out with me in the mornings and before I'm, like, calling it a night when I'm, like, reading books on my phone or something. And, yeah, we just kind of hang out. And she's also just very needy. Like, I'll go downstairs to, like, grab dinner, and she'll just start screaming and crying. And she still sounds like a kitten, which is very interesting. She just has a very high-pitched little meow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Any tricks? Do they do any tricks?
She's not smart enough.
No, okay, all right.
I love her so dearly. She is good at jumping, and she is... Yeah, she's good at jumping. Her brother has, like, his tail was broken in utero, so she can jump to places that he can't. So when he's in a mood and he wants to take it out on her, she just jumps up to a high place, and he can't do anything about it because he can't jump very well.
All right, tell me about this next song, Create and Recreate.
So Create and Recreate is actually a recreation of another song that I did back in 2021. Should I move this camera?
Sure.
Yeah. So this song was initially created for a now-defunct theater company, and it was initially called Creation and Destruction, but when the theater company went under, so did all of my music that I wrote with them, so I was like, well, I'm going to re-release this on my own terms. So, like, I touched it up, I made some changes, and I released it as Create and Recreate, and it's, I don't know. I don't remember what the exact prompt was for the original, but I'm pretty happy with how it turned out. And I feel like I really, like, gave it new life. And, yeah, I'm sure that there are that the old version is still floating around somewhere, but this is the definitive version, I like to think.
Definitive version right here on CJSF.
Thank you.
And we're back. Okay, and we're going to do another spin on the Wheel of Spiel.
Yay!
Woo! Round and round she goes. Where she stops, nobody knows. Sports. Are you into sports? No.
Okay. I'm 5'2". I'm gay. I'm autistic. I'm not coordinated enough for that.
All right. And no space missions for you. Okay.
No.
All right. No. But let's here's the big question. Uh-huh. Do you believe in fairies?
There's this quote by this actress, Maude Adams, that I come back to a lot. Mm-hmm. I wrote it down somewhere, actually. And it is, I think there are still fairies and that they will save us. An ideal to live and fight for, that is a fairy. And that's, like, just a concept that I've been all over. That's something that, like, comes through in all of my creative practice, whether it's my music or my writing or even just, like, how I go around in the world. Like, just something that you resonate with, that you want to carry with you and uplift and empower, like, that for me is a fairy. And in that case, I absolutely do believe in fairies.
Yes, and so do I. All right. Well, thank you so much, girl, for coming on. I can't say girl. I have to say thank you, fairy thing. And thanks for helping me, because it's really hard for me to change. So I just find I just have to just keep practicing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Practice makes perfect.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you, fairy thing, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. And we're going to end with Desperate and Dazed. Tell me a little bit about this one before we play it.
This is another song from Out of the Woods. I wrote this about when the theater job ended, and I was really mad because, yeah, this is like a song that sounds like a breakup song. It's actually just about a really crummy summer job. And if you're wondering what kind of summer job makes you write something like this, working in the arts, working in theater, I love theater, but that one job, that was very interesting. So yeah, this is Desperate and Dazed.